Hi, and welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. This is Juliana, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about taxes. Tax season is upon us right now. It comes earlier for us business owners because we have to start thinking ahead because we have to pay payroll. If we have any employees, we have to make sure that we get out the by January 29th, everybody has to have their W-2s. But with our business, high-ticket dropshipping, most of the time we don't hire U.S.-based employees unless, we haven't yet. So we've only been hiring VAs, so we don't really do payroll. But this coming next year, we are going to be doing payroll for ourselves, paying ourselves. We're going to get started with that with our accountant. So I just want to talk to you about basically what's going on in our business right now with high ticket dropshipping and with our services and our digital products and what we're doing. So last year we sold three websites. And so it's a lot of stuff, and we started also to offer services, and then we have the course as well. So our accountant that we that I found was through Ernest Epps, really great guy, everyone probably knows him. So he basically had a conference, and at the conference for the flyer for the conference, he was talking about in one of his posts that he was referring people to Rachel Mikolov, and I was like, he was saying, if you need anybody to do taxes for you or accounting, she's the girl to go to. I was like, okay, well, if Ernest says that it's good, then I definitely know it's good, because Ernest is like a really cool dude and he knows his stuff and he's definitely on fire right now. And so I have to use her. So I found her on Facebook, and then I think I watched a video from her being interviewed by a woman in Jerusalem, actually, I think, or Israel. But, she was asking her all these questions, and she just seemed really, really honest. And I really liked that. And she seemed like she knew her stuff really, really well. She wasn't beating around the bush about stuff. Like, she works with people that are in e-commerce, that do drop shipping, that do Amazon FBA, do digital products, and others as well, but that's her main focus, are people that are in the online space. So she understands our business, and that's one of the keys when you are a business owner, that you want to have an accountant that understands your type of business so that you can get the right tax write-offs, because they'll know what you can write off and what you can't write off. So some of the things that I've been learning so far are that I already knew this, but basically making sure that you separate your personal finances from your business finances. This is critical if you want to have a big business. Last year, we were just combining everything together on cards, on credit cards, and that is a huge accounting and bookkeeping nightmare, I would say. If I was an accountant or a bookkeeper, I would go, whoa, this is a lot. And plus, we also do credit card hacking with Mile Method, Trevor at Mile Method. And so we have like 30 cards between me and Trevor. And so that is another factor. And when we used those cards, we mostly used it for cost of goods sold, but we also used it for some personal ones. So now what we have to do, or what the accountant has to do, is go through and, we have to kind of like separate all of those things for tax season. And I forget what I think it's called reconciling the books, or they have to go through and they have to pull all the records for each individual credit card. So it might be expensive. Hopefully it's not like crazy expensive, but I'm going to have a call today with one of the accountants over at Rachel's office. And I sent them our books for two of our stores, and we're just gonna talk about it and see where everything is, and hopefully it's not too bad with the books. So we sold those two businesses last year. So that's the main thing, like separating your personal and your business expenses is really, really critical. And making sure that you're keeping your books for income and expenses. So if you are in the high ticket masterclass, Trevor actually gives you templates for the bookkeeping spreadsheets. So it does it all for you, basically. It adds everything up. All you have to do is enter in the certain amounts, like, you know, what the cost was, what the discount was, what the tax was, what the cost of the shipping was, what the cost of the product was. And then it tells you gross and it tells you net. And then you can also calculate if you are doing credit card hacking, you can also calculate your percentage for that card. So it's really, really cool. So I highly suggest you do that. That's definitely something important that needs to be kept up on a monthly basis, if not weekly or even daily basis, to make sure that you are doing your books, because later it's like a huge mountain to climb and you really don't want to do it later. So make sure that you're doing that on a consistent basis. Number three on my list, so it was keep your books, make sure that your personal and business expenses are separate, and make sure that you're paying your taxes quarterly if you are getting big numbers. And if you talk to a CPA, they will tell you if you're making over a certain amount every month, or if you're making a lot of money, then you want to make sure that you're paying your taxes quarterly, because the IRS will look at it and say, well, how come you didn't pay your taxes quarterly? You're making a lot of money, and they give you like they penalize you basically. And it's like a certain line on your tax return that you get penalized because for a certain amount. And just hire a CPA. It doesn't have to be Rachel. She's really awesome though. I would highly recommend her, and her team. And then ask and talk to them about what kind of deductions you can get. You know, there's, all kinds of things that you can get, deductions for employee payments, professional legal expenses, advertising expenses. So that's one of the things that I'm actually going to talk to them about today, are the advertising expenses, because we do Google Ads, and if I can write off my Google Ad expenses, that would be freaking cool as heck. Let's see, an inventory, if you're buying any inventory, you can get a deduction on that. If you have any property, like a car that you use on a daily basis to go to the coffee shop, talk to your accountant about that. And you can figure out what percentage of time you're using it for, and write that part off. Then your home office, supplies, equipment, your phone, any interest that you have on credit cards, travel expenses, your mileage and your vehicle, any retirement plans, any insurance plans, any startup costs, you can get that written off, or a deduction, education and charitable contributions. So definitely talk to a CPA and see what you can write off and what you can't, because they'll be able to tell you, you know, the IRS is going to allow you to do that, but they won't allow you to do this with your type of business. And then avoid any audit traps that might happen. This is why it's really important to have an accountant, because they will be able to classify it correctly for you. Because if you misclassify something, then you run the risk of getting audited later. Avoid other audit traps like a home office deduction. If you really don't have a home office and you're just saying you do, you know, sometimes they could come in and they will like want to see what you're talking about. And label each deduction, so you have to label it correctly, and don't touch your payroll taxes, okay? Because if you mess with your payroll taxes, they're going to want you to pay it back later. So right now we're an LLC in Wyoming, and we're going to be taxed as an S corp, and Rachel's going to help us file that form, because she said that, you know, up to a certain amount or over a certain amount, you know, you're going to be paying 30% in taxes if you're an LLC and you're taxed, and I believe it is as a corporation. So she said you have to file the paper to get taxed as an S corp, so you can get 15% rate. And then also, you know, keep all your related documents when you finally do file your taxes, and you know, keep them for 7 years electronically somewhere in your computer or on Google Docs, so that you can later, if the IRS decides to audit you, you have all the records there ready to go, and your accountant should be able to keep them as well. And that's one of the cool things that I like about Rachel, is that she says, like, you know, if you can reach her like day or night, and you know, if you need something from your accountant, most accountants I know, when I used to work at my old job, I remember my boss like hated her accountant, because the accountant would like basically tell her like a few days before, oh yeah, your payroll taxes are due, or like, oh, like when tax season was down, oh yeah, you this is due tomorrow, and she's like, thanks, like no communication, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, all this is due like now. And it's like, what the heck? Like, you're supposed to inform me like way before about all this stuff. And also, like, if you need certain documents, sometimes you can't even get a hold of your accountant because they're not there, because most of them are only there during tax season, and that's when it gets really, really busy for them. So other times of the year, they're not around. They're gone. They don't answer their phone, and you need a paper. You need a certain document like immediately. And with her, she can get it to you within like 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours. I mean, if it's the weekend, it might be a little bit longer, but she can get it to you quickly and pull it up really fast. So definitely make sure that you are working with an accountant that has your best interest and the best interest of your company, and works with people, and that is always striving, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always striving to be better. We're trying to better ourselves and learn more. And that's the kind of people that you want to work with, who are also, you know, out there studying. I mean, she says that some accountants, like she sees, that are just like older, and they, you know, they don't know the new laws that are going on with the IRS and the different loopholes that are going on. So that's why she has to go to these tax retreats, so that she can learn all the new things to help her clients even more. So that's the kind of person you want to work with, someone that is really diligent about their craft and is always continuing to try to improve on their skills so that they can help you in your business. It's really, really important. So it's February 25th today, and I think it's really important to start your taxes early, because I think it was like probably a month ago that I reached out to her and had a conversation with her, and now we're already like a month later, and I'm barely now like gonna have the call. Well, I had a call with him before with her team, but I had to get them the books for our last two businesses that we sold, and all that stuff takes time, because you have to go and you have to research, you have to find it, you have to find the files, and then, you know, it has to work with their schedule, it has to work with your schedule, and sometimes things just get kind of like let go a little bit. You kind of forget about it, falls through the cracks. So you want to start early so that, you know, it's March almost now and taxes are due April 15th. So it's a month and a half away almost. And we want to make sure that we are starting early so that we can just get it done and then just like forget about tax season for a while. And, you know, the other thing that we're going to start doing is probably have them do our books as well, because it's just so much stuff. And if you are with her, then she actually keeps a QuickBooks account for you. You don't have to pay for the QuickBooks software. They have it and they do it for you, and they'll go in and do all of that stuff. So just make sure that you're doing that. Yeah, so that's kind of what is going on in our business right now with our taxes. I'm really excited for this next coming year because we are going to be making sure that we keep our business and our personal expenses separated. We're going to have one business card or a set of business cards for our business and then our personal, and not intermingle those, because that's why you want to have a CPA to do all your books, because the IRS will look at it, and if they see one thing for personal, they're going to label everything else on that credit card personal, unless you go in there physically and say personal business, personal business, personal business. And that can get really, like, it's just accounting and like bookkeeping. Like I said, it's a huge thing and you don't want to have to deal with a headache. Just keep it separated. I know it's really hard because we've done that for years now, but if I can give any kind of advice, definitely keep it separate, because now that we're here, I'm just like, oh, headache. Well, thank you guys for listening. That's what's going on with our taxes this year, and I wish you guys all the best of luck with your taxes. Reach out to Rachel Mikolov if you need your taxes done. So I will talk to you guys later, and you have a great day. And if you are interested in the masterclass, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com and sign up for the niches list, and you'll be put into our system, and we'll be able to reach out to you and get you all squared away with the masterclass. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. Have a great day.